BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Building the Temple.
Solomon knew it was his responsibility to build the temple of the Lord. Therefore, he gathered a large workforce and provided all the material they needed. The entire construction took 7 years to complete. During that time, there wasn't the sound of tools at the temple site because everything was assembled elsewhere. Once the temple was done, the priest got the Ark of God and put it in the most holy place. Suddenly, the glory of the Lord filled the temple like a cloud. It was so thick, the priests had to stop what they were doing. The king stood before the altar of the Lord and prayed. He asked God to hear his people when they confessed their sins and asked for forgiveness. He also asked God to hear Gentiles who prayed at the temple. Together, the entire nation of Israel sacrificed to God and dedicated the temple to the Lord. This celebration lasted 14 days. Once it was over, the people returned to their homes with their hearts full of happiness. God then met with Solomon and said, "I have heard your prayer and have set this house apart for myself. If you walk with me as your father did, I'll establish your kingdom forever. But if you or your descendants disobey my commandments and start worshiping other gods, I'll depart from this house and it will become a disgrace. I'll then take the people of Israel off from this land." Solomon also built a house for himself, as well as several cities. There was no other king in the entire world like Solomon. The Queen of Sheba heard about the great wisdom of King Solomon. She couldn't believe it was true. So she decided to go and test him with a list of hard questions. She arrived in Jerusalem with a great caravan of camels loaded with gold, jewels, and spices. She met with the king and asked him her list of questions. He could answer every one of them. Oh, she was amazed to see the vast wealth of the land and the prosperity of the people. She said, "Everything I've heard about you is true. Now I find that I wasn't told half of what was true about you." As the years went by, no other king in the world was as rich and wise as Solomon. Unfortunately, he also accumulated many women, which was a direct violation of God's law. When he got old, these women convinced him to build a shrine for each of their gods. In time, he departed from worshiping the Lord and joined his wives in worshiping their gods. Wickedness filled his heart. God was so angry with Solomon because he departed from following the ways of David. The Lord said, "I'm going to rip your kingdom in two and give one part to a servant of yours. But I won't do this in your lifetime because of my promise to David. Your son will lose most of your kingdom."
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.